Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode all about baby wearing. We got Sam and Emily here, your hosts, and we are joined by Marika Bell. Marika is located out of Issaquah, Washington, so thank you for joining us from another time zone. And she is a baby wearing expert, so we're going to pick her brain all about the ins and outs of baby wearing. A little bit of background on Marika. She began baby wearing with her first child when they were 4 months old. She became very active in a baby wearing library when she moved to the U.S. from overseas. Currently, she assists other families with baby wearing support through a virtual platform, and she manages the borrowing and lending of baby wearing supplies in her local area.
Hello, Marika. Thank you for joining us tonight. And you are here tonight to talk with us about baby wearing. It is my understanding that you have experience with baby wearing, also different types of carriers and everything with helping with a rental library for baby wearing. So can you please just explain what baby wearing means and how or why you became interested in it and how it fit into your life?
Well, I'll just say to start that initially it sounded very intimidating. It was my first baby. I was, you know, dealing with things, being pregnant for the first time. And when I finally got out and kind of started looking for mom groups ahead of time, there were a couple of women there who were baby wearers, and it looked so cool. But at the same time, my head was not in a space where I wanted to learn anything new. Yeah. Like, it's like, this is enough. I don't have the bandwidth for anything else. It looks fantastic. Let me touch it, you know, but I don't know how you can even wrap your head around trying to do that. Wrap your head around wrapping a child. It looked great. I knew I had always wanted to baby wear in terms of when I saw people with, you know, those structured carriers, like an Ergo or something like that. I loved how that looked. I just loved the idea of, you know, being able to carry, but I wanted my husband to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm carrying the baby for 9 months. Maybe you carry the baby for 9 months. Like, that seems fair. So when it came down to it, I liked the idea of it completely, but I didn't really want to be doing it myself necessarily right off the bat. So, I hung out with other women who were doing it quite a lot before the pregnancy. And then when I, you know, had the baby, we hung out just about every week. It was sort of a lifeline for me to have people that were, you know, there and having babies at the same time I was. And that was amazing. So I highly recommend everybody do that. And, you know, I started looking into getting my first structured carrier when my baby was about 3 months old, 3 to 4 months old, because I finally kind of was in more of a headspace where I could think about that. And it started to seem to me, yeah, like strollers were a little bulky for a lot of different situations. And while I still, you know, knew I would want to use a stroller sometimes, it just seemed to me that, you know, being able to carry the baby comfortably would be ideal. So I, you know, I had some friends who were willing to introduce me to it, which I think was also very helpful. I tried a few out at a local library, which again was really useful. And the people there were very helpful in helping me, you know, find what fit. And again, something I could wrap my head around, because I really definitely wasn't ready to wrap a baby. But I liked, again, the idea of carrying. So I'd already bought an Ergo, but I hadn't used it yet. And, you know, I wasn't really sure how it worked properly. So that was really helpful to get that one-on-one, you know, is where the baby's legs supposed to go? Are they supposed to be squished up here, dangling down? Like, what about front facing? When can you do that? All of these questions, really helpful to have a library nearby, a baby wearing library that is able to help with, you know, answer those questions. So I utilize the baby library. I utilize my friends. I watched some YouTube videos and slowly figured out how to do some of these wraps. And I got my first actual, like a 4 or a 5 size, woven wrap when my baby was about 6 months old. And I finally started using the woven wrap, and that opened up a kind of a whole new world, because it's amazingly comfortable compared to everything else. It just takes that, it's that learning curve of figuring out how to use it.
Yeah.
But it fits anybody, right? Because it conforms to your shape. It's not a standard shape. So, and there's no buckles. It's, but you do have to figure out how to, you know, do the whole wrapping aspect of it and gathering and, you know, tightening, which is the hard part. So it is something that I think a lot of baby wearers still just don't do. Like, they'll just stick with the structured ones. They'll find the structured one that fits their body type, and then they're happy with that, which is great, because, you know, there are so many benefits to baby wearing. It doesn't have to be, you know, a crunchy mama woven wrap. It can be anything that holds your baby close.
So speaking of that, what, you know, can you briefly talk about the different kinds of carriers mm-hmm. that are
yeah.
available, and what's the difference between them, and sort of why somebody would choose one over the other or mm-hmm. something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, they're all good. But there are some that are, for different situations. Okay. So what people typically will start with, and I bet a lot of people have already heard of quite a few times, is like a Moby wrap. It's a very stretchy wrap, and it's called a stretchy wrap. So Moby is a brand, stretchy is the style. And there's a lot of different stretchy wrap brands, but Moby is probably the one people have heard of the most, I think. And it's, you use it a lot in the same way that you might use a woven wrap, but there's really only one basic carry that people use with the stretchy, because it supports a newborn. And
that's what I envisioned in my head when people
It's really soft. Yeah, they're right up there under your chin, and it's not too snug on a newborn, you know, doesn't crease their skin much, but it's supportive enough for a newborn. So you can, you know, they can lean their head against the stretchy material and it doesn't give too much, but it's nice and soft and again, relatively easy. There are a few different, it's called carries when you're talking about how you do the wrapping, and how the baby ends up on you. So there's front carries, side carries, and back carries primarily. And with a stretchy, most people just stick with a front carry, because the material is so stretchy that you really want to be able to see what's going on with it for safety reasons. There are ways you can use a stretchy for other carries, but usually, again, newcomer to wrapping, you stick with the basic front cross stretchy carry. And it's kind of a nice one because it's again, right up against your chest. You can see the baby. And what's really important safety wise with carrying is that, that you can see the baby's airway is clear and their head is turned. You don't want their face, you know, right in your chest. So again, you got to be able to see the baby. You got to be able to kiss them. So close enough to kiss is what we consider safe in baby wearing. If they're drooped down and you cannot just easily, you know, bend your head over to kiss them, then that's too low. Especially particularly for a newborn. So clear airway, close enough to kiss, and that's going to be pretty safe. You know, you want to know that everything feels secure. And if something doesn't feel secure, then you should definitely get help with that. But if you're watching some YouTube videos, again, there is pretty much one carry you'll find on all of those YouTube videos. And it's a safe one for a baby. So it's kind of nice. I think the other benefit of of any kind of wrapping too, is you can nurse while you're wrapping. You don't actually have to unwrap to nurse.
I saw mom.
It's kind of impressive. I was good at some carries. I could do that in, and other ones I was like, I'm just not going to try that.
Yeah.
I had a friend who could just loosen it and like shimmy it down, nurse the baby, and then shimmy everything back up again and retighten it without taking the baby out. That was impressive.
Yeah. So what other kind of common carriers are there besides the stretchy?
So stretchy is good for newborns, and it's it's super cheap, right? It's like $15, $20, really cheap, nice carry. And most people have an extra one that they were given, or, you know, so they're really easy to come by. But they're really only good until the baby's about 15 pounds. Once they hit that 15-pound mark, they're too heavy, and they start stretching down. I mean, technically, I think they're supposed to be better. They're okay for a little bigger, more than that, but I've never really met anyone who wanted to use a stretchy more than the baby was about 15 pounds, because it just kind of got uncomfortable. So at that point, you know, when the baby's 15 pounds, maybe about 4 months, they're getting some head control. And that you can start really looking at using more structured carriers with a little less head support than the stretchy wrap. There are some structured carriers you can use with newborns, as long as you use some of their extra, you know, inserts to make sure the baby is safe in there. But most structured carriers have pretty open sides. So you have to be really careful, because if you bend over, a floppy, you know, baby, a squishy baby is going to fall right out the side. Yeah. So really for structured carriers, it's for slightly older babies, 4 months. They have a little bit more head control, so the structure isn't, you know, really right next to their head. So it gives them more ability to move their head around, but it isn't supporting their head much. So you need to think about that when you're
structured carriers, like when we envision like an ergo.
So there's a couple of different types of structured carriers even. So there are buckle carriers, which tend to be, how do I describe it? So they're semi-structured and heavily structured. So a semi-structured carrier often just has a couple of buckles, maybe one around just below, like kind of the apron area, where you put that on, you put the baby against your chest, and you just roll the carrier up, put your sleeve, you know, put the shoulder straps on and snap it in the back, and you tighten maybe one time and it's pretty much done. You don't have a lot of options for making it fit you just right. So it's usually, it has very much an apron style, flat piece of fabric, that sort of thing. And then you've got your more structured carriers, which often look a bit more like the ergo, that has usually quite a few more ways of cinching things in or loosening things up to try to fit your body. Maybe they have a Velcro band instead of a buckle, but they tend to be a bit sturdier. They have their own structure rather than just laying flat on the floor.
Right.
And again, with those ones, there's quite a lot of free space in those, so you have to be careful what size baby you put in them, but they often also come with inserts. You can't really use an insert in your softer buckle carriers because there's really no space for it, but the structured ones, sometimes get a little pillow, or you can roll up a blanket underneath the baby's bum and lift them a little so that they're sitting higher up, and then again, close enough to kiss. So if they're too low in the carrier and you can't lift them higher up, then that wouldn't be safe again. So with the ergo, you know, you put the little pillow in and you can put a pretty small baby in there, maybe not a newborn, but pretty small. And I did use that one for quite a while for my first child, because, again, it was so easy to just figure out how to use.
Sure.
And pretty comfortable. Although that one, I felt really sat on my bladder a lot.
Yeah.
So again, everybody's body is different. And so you sometimes have to try out more than one to know what's going to work for you. And they're kind of expensive sometimes. So having a library that you can borrow a few and make sure that they're fitting right on you can be really helpful.
What are some of the weight limits on the more structured carriers, like the ergo? You said that the Mobi wrap goes up to like maybe 15, 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've seen some more structured carriers that are like, you can carry toddlers around in almost.
The toddler carriers too. So It's not usually the weight that's the issue at that point, though. It's the size of the carrier and where it's carrying the baby.
Okay.
So, or the toddler in that case. So with a baby, the best carriers are the ones that offer good pelvic support. Okay. So the pelvis needs to be tilted under for a baby when they're being carried. And if their legs are dangling, that's not good for their pelvis at all. So there are some brands that don't offer as much of pelvic support. And you know that it is offering pelvic support because the fabric goes from pit to their other knee pit. So they're, and then, and you can kind of tilt their butt up and they kind of, their whole body curls a little bit. So their back is slightly curved against you, you know, because if they're facing you, the back is curved. They're facing you and their legs are really kind of splayed out next to you. And that's good. You want to look at them from a mirror and shape. So their legs and butt make an M shape in the mirror. And that tells you that their pelvis is high enough and their knees are a little above their pelvis and they're supported knee pit to knee pit.
Okay.
So if they're not being supported like that, that can sometimes be problematic. So I always just, you know, not to name any names of carriers, but take a look for that when you are looking for a carrier, because that can be a problem causing hip dysplasia, that sort of thing. If they're not supported properly for some babies.
So through toddlerhood, there's
yeah.
carriers that function. For
as long as they have, yeah, as long as they have that ability to support them knee pit to knee pit, then you can carry a toddler. So some brands will offer a toddler carrier. There was a brand I love called Integra, and I don't know. I mean, you could definitely still get some of the carriers, but I don't know if they're still in business or not. But it was such a comfortable one for me, and again, super easy to use. But as soon as my baby got to be a toddler, I couldn't wear that particular one on my back. Even the toddler size one just sat in the wrong place for me. So again, just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean no baby wearing will work for you. It just means you need to try to find the one that works for your body.
Absolutely. So can you speak to, Marika, some of the benefits for both parent and baby of baby wearing? I know that for me personally, the first time my son was super colicky and just kind of a fussy kiddo, the first time I put him on baby wore him, he just passed right out. And
that's
so sweet. But can you kind of speak to the benefit of that, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of benefits to baby wearing for the parent and the child. I mean, one of those is just comfort. You know, a baby is a comfort-seeking person. That is what they need to feel safe. And it gives them that. It's I had a baby that did not want to be ever put down. You know, she wouldn't even sleep unless I was either wearing her or she was in the car. Like, she had to be some sort of movement. And a bassinet just did not do the trick. So it was a way for me to be able to actually do things, have my hands free. It's very freeing. It's very liberating, especially as a first time mom, to suddenly be able to, you know, make yourself a cup of tea. Or, you know, if you actually want to do some laundry, like, you can actually do that. It isn't necessarily super easy. You do have to still do all this stuff around a baby. But I mean, man, I did probably have my baby held for 3 months straight before I started baby wearing. Suddenly being able to use my arms again was amazing. And I know there's other moms out there and dads out there who hear that, because it is a normal thing for a baby not to want to be put down. That is totally natural. And you know, if that's what they need, then that's what they need. But this just gives you that ability to hold them and comfort them. And you're right, for colicky babies, it can be super helpful. You know, any kind of indigestion, having them sit upright, so much better for them because of the acid reflux. You know, a lot of acid reflux babies, they have to sleep on those funny wedges. Or they sleep on you. And that is, you know, a nice, safe way of doing it. So that's amazing. But I mean, there's also that benefit of skin to skin. You can do it shirtless. I know a lot of people who do it shirtless are just with like a really, you know, light tank top, so that the baby is feeling their skin. And if you have an ill baby, that can be extremely helpful to them. I know that there are some hospitals now who have what's called kangaroo programs. Yeah, so if a baby is born early or has some medical issues, they have special carries that they can let the parents wear that holds the baby close to them. And I remember hearing about one group that was doing some like really preterm babies that really like 4 months early type babies that they would put in these tiny little pouches on their parents. And the parents had to come in every few days to have them checked and that sort of thing, but they just stayed on them 24/7. And the survival rate of those preterm babies went up significantly. I mean, to a point where they previously didn't do anything for them because they couldn't keep them alive. This is a South American country. I can't remember if it was Brazil or not, but that's for some reason that one's in my head. I have to look it up later. But yeah.
Ooh, they often forget that the benefits of skin to skin go beyond that golden hour after birth. You know,
yeah.
they go on for a long time. I did skin to skin with my babies for a long time after birth. And it's soothing for both mom and baby or dad and baby. It's so great. But yeah, a carrier can definitely aid in that. And your arms are free.
And the oxytocin levels too go up. So it really aids in bonding for the parents.
Feeding, is it supportive? You know, does it
help,
you know, the skin to skin, I'm assuming is beneficial for breastfeeding.
Yes. If you're breast or chest feeding, then just having that skin to skin, you know, can really help give you that sort of extra oomph to do some letdown. Yeah, it's really good for so many different things. So, it baby wearing is so good for everybody involved. Now I was going to actually mention too the woven wraps again because woven wraps are amazing. Yes, they take that little extra effort, but the biggest downside is you get addicted to them and then you buy way too many. They are expensive, but they are beautiful. And I've never been a fabric person. You know, some people are like, ooh, that fabric. And that was not me. But now I'm like, ooh, baby wearing fabric. You know, it's very specifically woven. So you can't just use any old shawl because it won't be supportive enough. But there are so many places that do these woven wraps and, you know, ranging from handmade ones and all the way to, you know, beautifully crafted European designs. You can actually submit, I think, one of your own designs. And there are some companies that will create a woven wrap for you from your own design.
Yeah.
So they come in a lot of different fabrics. So my very first one, oh my gosh, it took me so long to pick it. I never bought a brand new one. So that is a key tip. Like they are expensive. And if you want to buy a brand new one, have at it. But I think the best thing you can do for baby wearing is get a used one because they're already broken in and fabric can actually be really stiff, especially when it's woven to start with. So if you get one that somebody has already worn 100 times, it is so soft and buttery and smooth and easier to wrap with even. So easier to learn with if it's already been broken in. I know people who get a brand new woven wrap and they're thinking, oh, this is so hard. How do people do this? But it's because their wrap is so stiff that it just needs to be worn over and over again to really loosen up. So buy a used one. I took me forever to pick one. I was on, you know, Facebook Marketplace for all the different brands of woven wraps that I had heard about for months. I was days. It felt like months. I finally did pick one, you know, having your budget in mind, because they generally range from 80 to, the general ones will range from about 80 to about $120. And you can get hand-woven ones that are like $900.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And there are people who buy them. I am kind of jealous because those are beautiful wraps, but like I did have to draw the line somewhere.
Speaking of that, then, are there like affordable options of carriers or wraps? People who are on a limited budget.
So there are some brands that are super affordable. There are really lovely baby wraps, woven wraps specifically, that are in the $50 range that, especially if you buy them used, again, you generally can get a really good deal. As beautiful as they are and as expensive as they are, some people just really want to find them new homes. So they are willing to take a lower price to make sure that baby wrap gets worn again. And you can definitely find a good deal on the internet with those groups that are into certain types of wraps or certain brands. There's always a good deal out there, especially if you don't mind a stain or two sometimes. But I always found mine used. I never spent more than $120, and that was like the most I ever spent. And maybe that was on one wrap. But the first one I got was a cotton merino mix that was just so thin and so soft that I just wanted to sleep with it. It was just the loveliest thing ever. And, I also got one that was 100% cotton, and that one was sturdy and a workhorse. You know, I just could throw that one in my car, and it didn't really matter if the tails kind of got in the muck a little bit if I was trying to wrap outside. And there were some that I was like, well, I'm never taking this one outside. I want this. This is my indoor wrap, and I want it to stay beautiful. But then I got an autumn one for autumn colors. And then there's a really good deal here, so I just need to get that one. I don't have one in that size. So you really do get caught up in it. And of course, at that point, I had moved to the U.S. I was in the U.K. initially. I moved to the U.S. My baby was 7 months old. And I wanted to continue baby wearing. And so I looked up in this area, and there was a baby wearing library. And there are a lot of libraries in, you know, various areas for people who want to borrow and try. And they're usually very reasonable, and you can borrow for, you know, a week or a month. It kind of depends on the library. And try it out and have somebody show you really how it works. I was super intimidated about using a woven wrap to carry my baby on my back, and they helped me get her up on my back for the first time and made that really easy, you know, that process. So it was great. And one more plug for wovens. You can also use them with newborns. So you don't have to use a stretchy wrap for a newborn. Now, a lot of people, again, if they're not used to wovens, maybe they aren't sure how to do it with a newborn, and you do kind of want to practice a bit. You can practice on dolls. You can practice the library. Sometimes you'll practice with other people's kiddos who are really good at being worn. But it takes some of the intimidation out of it, and they are so comfortable. So
that leads me into another question. Is there there's a learning curve we talk about for the parents who are learning to wear the baby. The learning curve for the baby?
Absolutely, because babies don't like anything new. There is the rare baby who doesn't fuss the first time they're getting put into a wrap, especially by a parent who doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
That is so good to hear, because both my kids, the first thing, it was a struggle.
You get sweaty. Yeah. You're panicking. Your heart is beating. You think you're going to drop the baby or forget what you're doing. The baby is screaming in your ear. The best advice I can give to people is it's a new experience for both of you. Babies are not used to new experiences. You are not hurting your baby. It will be totally worth it. They will love it eventually. And eventually might be like 2 minutes from now,
right?
It may seem like a long 2 minutes, but babies like being carried. Once they realize that this is all about being carried, they will ask for it. So stick with it. Try to get them up on you once a day, you know, even if it's only for 5 minutes, and then get them out again. It can help to wait until they calm a little bit and then get them out, rather than try to get them out while they're still fussy. But, you know, whatever works, just keep trying, because it's so good for both of you. my tips for actually getting them in. If you know what wrap you're using, you know what carry you're going to be doing, you just need to focus. Take your time. Like, you can stop during just about any aspect of getting the wrap on and just bounce for a minute with the baby and coo, and also listen to a song. We used Casper Baby Pants. So whenever we were going to put the baby up, we played Run Baby Run.
Yep.
And she would listen to it, and it would help me relax because I know she was a bit more relaxed. And, you know, it just helped the whole process to sing, or, you know, if you hear my children screaming in the background, I guess that's authentic, isn't it? It's, you know, just sing a song or play some of their music on your Alexa. If you've got one of those, that's super easy, and just get them up. Cause once they're up there, walk around, go for a walk outside. The best walks ever were when I was carrying my baby and it was cold out and I knew she was all bundled up back there, and, you know, really fun.
Yeah, definitely. So you kind of spoke to some safety concerns with, like, keeping the baby up high enough, making sure their airway is free when they're in a Mobi. Is there anything else that, when it comes to like a structured carrier or when you're carrying babies on your back, that anybody would need to know about going into baby wearing and trying to pick a carrier over one over the other?
Yeah, I mean, it's always about the baby size, really, and about the carrier size. You know, that close enough to kiss rule is when they're at the front, always, no matter what carrier you're wearing. If they're sunk down low, then that's not particularly safe, especially for a newborn. Once they have their own head movement, then you don't have to worry about it as much because they can pull their head away from you if they want to get a breath of air. But with those newborns, you really need to be careful and have their head up higher, you know, with anything like that. So you don't want to put anything in there with them, because there's sometimes, oh, it's gappy. Maybe I'll like stick in something for them to suck on or something. But that kind of thing can get stuck in their mouth and block their airway. So close enough to kiss, always, you know, free in there, and make sure you can see their face so that you can see that they're able to breathe. But, you know, the funny thing is people initially, when they wear it or they're tightening things on, they think, oh, this is too tight. This is squishing the baby. But that's actually okay. You expect it to be very snug. It'll actually loosen a little bit as you walk around, and they all will. But you can make it extremely tight when you're first tightening it, and it will not be that tight once you start walking around. And even if it's pretty snug, that is actually a good thing because it holds them in place and it gives them that structure so that they don't, you know, flop around in there. So if it's too loose, that's actually a problem. Too tight isn't usually a problem.
Are there any other, you know, resources for families that are just thinking like, oh, I've seen people wearing their babies. I kind of want to get into that, but I don't know anything about it. Where would you send them?
Well, again, there are a lot of really good videos out there. There are plenty of baby wearers with even certifications on how to baby wear, and they do instruction, you know, instructional videos. So that's useful. But a lot of the sites that you can go to buy a brand new baby wear, or, you know, brand new baby carrier, will have their own how-tos on the site with videos. So if you're really, I've done that. I was like, well, here's a new carrier. Like, I don't really know how this one works. What brand is this? And look it up, and, you know, lo and behold, I found out this one could also be used as a high chair. Like, who knew?
Yeah.
Okay. A camping high chair. Excellent. So it was cool. You know, I was helping out at the library as a volunteer for I guess a couple of years before, and the library, just especially when COVID hit, was not able to maintain itself. So, we, you know, separated out all of the carriers, and I got a few that I probably would never use myself, but I was wanting to show them to other people and, you know, let other people borrow them and use them and that sort of thing. So, you know, ask around too, because some people maybe who aren't even in a library, maybe there's not a library, but maybe in one of your groups on Facebook, they might still have some that you can borrow and use. Oh, I was going to think, too, you asked about safety issues for the back carries. And it's pretty similar. Most people don't newborn carry on their back because you want to see the baby. If someone is like really good baby, you know, at baby wearing, this is like their fourth baby, maybe they will baby wear a newborn on their back. But you know, with some help, lots of mirrors, and the baby has to be quite high enough so they can feel the baby breathing on the back of their neck.
Okay.
And that's just a really good indicator for any of the younger ones. If you're comfortable doing a back carry, you should be able to feel them breathing on the back of your neck. Also, having them high up is going to be better on your back too. Like a high up, you know, yeah, won't damage your lower back. And having somebody with you to tell you whether the baby looks safe, again, especially if it's a really little baby with less head control. I did baby wear my second on my back, but when she was maybe a month or two old. Like, it felt to me pretty comfortable doing that. But again, it just depends on your level of comfort, and you want things to be snug. And I was just using a woven for that. I didn't feel comfortable doing that in a structured carrier because, again, there's not enough structure to hold the baby in place. So yeah, there's,
I've seen videos of people, you know, helping to teach people how to do a back carry, you know, intimidating to put your baby on your back.
Yeah.
And they show, you know, do it over your bed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, chances are you're not, you know, you're not going to drop your baby and it's going to be fine, but it gives you that little bit of confidence.
Right. When you're baby wearing, you always kind of keep one hand on the baby. Usually supporting their butt while you're doing the wrapping, which sounds like, okay, well, where's, you know, how am I wrapping with one hand always on the baby? There are moments where you can, you know, take your hand off, and yes, you want to be over a bed in front of a mirror can be helpful so that you can see what's going on and make sure that where you're holding is actually, you know, good. Once the baby's in there though, I mean, I had my baby's butt sticking out once because I had just totally like, I don't know what had happened, but all the fabric had gone up around her shoulders and her butt was just hanging out, and she looked really uncomfortable. She was kind of seeming uncomfortable and shifting around a lot. And I'm like, what is going on? And I finally realized, yeah, I reached back and patted her butt and it's like, oh, that's her actual butt. Like, that's not, she's not actually being supported. She was only being supported by like the leg supports instead of the actual wrap under her butt. So that wasn't good. But you know, everything else was holding her in place. She was just a little confused.
Right.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Well, kind of finishing up here, is there anything else that maybe we didn't touch on that you feel like is important for maybe new baby wearers to know, or anything else you'd like to let us know?
You know, I would say just try it every day. You know, if you think it's going to be helpful to you, I mean, there are some other crazy easy baby carrying type of things. There's slings. We didn't even talk about slings.
Oh yeah.
I am such a huge fan of slings. Oh my God. I didn't use it at all for my first baby because they looked, I mean, it looks so simple, and it is not that simple. You have to put it just the right spot on your shoulder. The baby goes in just the right way. And then you got to tighten it. And then their butt is sticking out. And you're like, what is, why, how did that happen? So, but again, slings are so good for newborns. And I can still wear my toddler in a sling, you know, it, because they fit anybody and anything. You just have to have a long enough piece of fabric and a couple of rings. So for my second baby, I almost only wore slings. I slung her everywhere, just throw it in the car, pop her in to go to the grocery store, get back out. You know, it just has such an easy option to get in and out really quickly. So a lot of those other carriers are not very quick. And that can be a little annoying, I think. If you have a quick option, like a sling, so easy. Again, get some help at the library, watch a lot of videos. There's a lot of tiny little tips. So don't just like watch one person's videos. Try to find videos from three or four different baby wearing educators, because you'll get different tips from each one. And, you know, you'll go, oh, well, that's how you do the shoulder thing. Okay. And you'll suddenly be able to do it. And slings are definitely worth learning. I wish I had learned it more with my first, because ring slings, super comfortable. Again, if you're doing it right, but if you're doing it wrong, really uncomfortable. So
Yeah.
pocket slings too. I used the pocket sling a lot with my first one because that was even easier, but a little less ability to customize.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind that too much with my first one. With my second one, she was just too small and I just couldn't get the pocket sling to work. So ring slings it was like pretty much the whole time.
Well, this is wonderful. Thank you so much for all this great information. Where can people find you if they've got questions for you?
Well, I have my own website for my podcast, which is not about baby wearing or anything baby related particularly, but they can always reach me there. So that is thedealwithanimals.com.
Okay.
And that is on well. And I'm happy to answer any baby wearing questions. You know, people are interested in. It is an answer zoology podcast. So if you see animal related stuff, it's still me. It's just not a baby thing. I was going to mention one more thing, actually. I know there's just so many little things. Yeah. Linen as a fabric. A lot of slings, people, when they first see, especially ring slings, they think, ooh, I want something lightweight for summertime, a linen wrap sounds beautiful. And they will buy one because they're not that expensive. Linen ring slings are, you know, $30 maybe. And they are stiff.
Oh.
Do not buy a linen ring sling if it's your very first baby wearing experience, because you'll get it and you'll go, this is really uncomfortable. I don't like, I can't pull it at all. I can't tighten it because it's linen. They're really stiff. If you get one that's really well broken in from a friend or something that used it, then that's great. But I think a lot of people get the linen ring sling because they're told it's great for newborns and it's really, you know, light and airy and good for summer. But then they try it and then they give up all baby wearing because that one bad experience with a brand new linen ring sling. So I just want to, you know, let people know that if they made that mistake, there is still plenty of others out there that will probably work better for you.
Great fit.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And you know, can't wait to have you on again to talk more baby wearing stuff.
I love baby wearing. I am so sad that my babies are now 5 and 2 and really want to run around.
Yeah.
You know, you will get comments sometimes, I think, when you baby wear. And that's something we didn't touch on was comments about your parenting when you baby wear. There are some people that are really against it. I don't know why, but that element is out there. I think that it creates a really, a baby who isn't independent or, you know, but really you want to be your baby's anchor. And if you can give them that comfort when they need it, then you actually are creating an independent child, not a child who is clingy. So by being that anchor when they're little, it really allows them to grow up and blossom. And honestly, my 2-year-old will barely let me carry her anymore.
on the same note, yeah. Though, you know, alternative to the sometimes judgments that are out there, the community of baby wearers, from what I've experienced, is so wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, the people that really love this part of parenting, you know, this choice that they've made, that community is just tight knit and so supportive and wonderful. So even if you get some negative comments from, you know, Aunt Sally over here or the stranger on the street or whatever, you know, there's this whole other community of people who know that this is a wonderful aspect of parenting that you can lead.
Along that, I think one of the reasons I had my second child is just so I could baby wear again.
Yeah.
I wanted to carry a little newborn right there.
I know.
I never did it first. I really wanted to. So I don't know. I think it may have been a factor.
Well, thank you again. Thank you so much. And we'll have all of the information that you shared today in our show notes and ways that they can contact you too. Thank you.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. If you want to learn more about Omaha Better Birth Project, our mission, and how to support us, please visit us online at omahabetterbirth.org. And don't forget to subscribe.